ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The Emory University shooter in Atlanta blamed the COVID vaccine for making him depressed and suicidal, says a law enforcement official to the Associated Press. The official tells the AP that's what the father of Patrick White told police. Police have not yet announced a motive for the shooting, in which several buildings of the Federal Centers for Disease Control were hit. This person lived near Patrick White.
He seemed like an okay guy. I mean, communicated with him a few times. I know he did work for my grandfather. Around the house.
The NFL is recommending enhanced security measures at all team and league facilities, says a memo obtained by ABC News partner ESPN. This following the deadly shooting recently at the Midtown Manhattan building that houses NFL headquarters. Evacuation orders lifted and no homes reported destroyed in the big wildfire near the border of Los Angeles and Ventura counties. More of the fire has been contained. This is ABC News. Another accusation and threat for Harvard University by the Trump administration, ABC's Morgan Norwood.
A letter to Harvard's president, the Commerce Secretary ordering an immediate review of federally funded research programs, claiming that the university breached contract requirements. Now, Harvard is denying this allegation and sharply condemning the move, calling it retaliatory. And a statement to ABC News writing, technologies and patents developed at Harvard are life-saving and industry-redefining.
Four fishermen whose boat flipped over on Lake Erie Friday are safe after hours in the water waiting for rescuers. Gregory Purchase, City of Erie Assistant Fire Chief, says one man got trapped underneath the boat.
They had been able to maintain communication with the entrapped individual through pounding on the side of the hull. This was a substantially complex operation.
Coast Guard, fire officials, and a Good Samaritan saved the boaters. Nobody was hurt. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Flood watch is in effect for the potential of heavy rainfall. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers and storms around. Warm and muggy with lows in the upper 60s to 70. And still a chance of storms tomorrow, rather muggy with highs in the mid-80s. Less humidity Monday. Currently at 72 degrees.
gonna sock it to me now.
Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. No subscription necessary.
Before I
mythos from a better time. 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
You. It's a zoo around here. What with all the animals?
We gotta get out of this place.
Turtles. Monkeys.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Birds. And the dog. Yeah, even a bullfrog. Yep, a regular zoo on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Pardon me, pretty woman. I time that I found her holding Jim and loving him. Then Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too. Part-time thing, paper ring. I know it's been done, having one girl who loves you, right or wrong, weak or strong.
local news and timeless hits
from back when the music was cool and so was you.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. We're getting angry, we will Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We were young with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
His crystal images, he tell you about the brighter. I could really get it on in that scene. I think I could say something, if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it, unless I lay it between the lines.
You'll start crying. 96 tears. Cry. Cry. And when the sun comes up, I'll be on top. You'll be right down there, looking up. And I might wave, come up here, but I don't see you waving now. I'm way down here, wondering how I'm gonna get to you, but I know now, I'll just cry.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Patrick White, who police say was the